Live.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Well, so much is going on in the news, but the question really comes down to it. We can see all of that. You can be concerned about health care and where your dollars are going to go, and if you're going to have good health insurance, and or are the good doctors actually going to stick around much, knowing that things might change a little bit. Well, of course, it can be a little unnerving. But the reality is this, is that if two-thirds or 80% or so of the health challenges that we deal with, okay, that we get diagnosed with on a regular basis, if we know that they're more lifestyle-related than anything else, then we don't have to wait for a new healthcare system or worry about a new healthcare system. We don't have to worry about what things might be coming down the pipe that we can't control, like a flesh-eating bacteria. But what we do is we can control are our choices every single day. And that's what it comes down to. So my question to you is, are you exercising like you know you should? Are you eating well, better than you did yesterday? Are you drinking more water? Are you resting? Are you making better choices for yourself so that when your kids watch, they can see someone to be an example of? So are we setting not only good choices for ourselves so that we can live a healthy life and that we can thrive and we can have energy and not have the aches and pains and age well and create an example for our kids to be able to watch and follow? Or are we creating a situation where we're not, and we're just kind of living for ourselves and not setting an example and not living the kind of life that we were designed to live because we were designed to be healthy. Do you know that? And the reality is that if we're not making good decisions for our health and if we're not walking in that, then we're not going to be able to have the kind of health that we're looking for. So if it's cancer or diabetes or heart disease or depression or anxiety, whatever it might be, realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. Joe in Manassas, Virginia says, he says, I've been diagnosed with low blood platelets and low white and red blood cell counts. Can you help? It depends. I mean, that can mean several things, Joe. So depending on what your doctor has you doing, a lot of times when you have low blood platelets, a lot of times you can be low in vitamin K. And so a lot of the dark leafy green vegetables can be really helpful. Kale, spinach, collard greens, all those sort of turnip greens, they can all be very good. And, of course, they're going to naturally raise vitamin K levels, so a great way to do that. You can supplement with it as well. But really, the vegetables are a great way to go. Now, the red blood cell count is a different animal. It could be iron, could be B12, and you could have an iron storage issue with ferritin levels. So that's where, again, digging a little bit deeper, whether it is with your physician or someone that really looks into blood work based on more of a nutritional analysis, might be good to do that and really figure out what's going on. Because if you've got low red blood cell counts, it could mean a host of things. And if they didn't tell you any type of diagnosis within that, they just said the levels were low, then it probably is, you know, one of those things. But I'm sure that if it is, and it was relevant, that the doctors would have mentioned something to you. So just something to think about. You want to keep that in line. And the low white blood cell count, just so you know, little FYI, is that when the white blood cell count is low, many times it's kind of a normal seen on a blood test. And a lot of people, a lot of doctors and clinicians won't really freak out too much when they see that, because it's pretty much a normal variant as we call it. So wouldn't let that worry you too much. It all is about the big picture anyway. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. You can send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And our wellness provider network is a network of healthcare professionals that believe all this lifestyle and nutritional-based talk that we talk about here on the show. And, of course, they can apply it to your life. And it's growing around the country, so it's exciting to see this network that's been developed to be able to coach you and walk you through your health challenges and really just to help you with lifestyle and help you improve your overall quality of life. 888-283-7272. We're going to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there, darling.
Hi. So I went to give blood, and they said that my iron was too low and I couldn't give blood. And I'm tired all the time, so I thought, well, okay, maybe that's part of what why I'm tired all the time. So I'm trying to figure out why I'm low in iron.
It's kind of like, there you go.
Yeah.
And so have you been to your doctor? Well, you went to give blood. Did you ever go to your physician and have a little powwow about that?
I haven't. I'm set up for a physical next week, which was already scheduled. So
yeah, just wait till you get over there. I mean, even if the red blood cell counts are low, I would have them run a couple of extra blood tests at your physical. There is what's called a TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. It'll tell your iron levels, but it'll also show other issues, and meaning that it can show if there's a storage problem or if there's an issue along those lines. You can also see with the test called MMA, big long word, just remember MMA, that's really good for B12 levels. Folic acid can show you if there's a storage issue within the B12 as well. And so those two kind of go hand in hand, and that can be helpful. A lot of times if you have low iron, you can have one or the other, or you can have a combination of both. And so it's good to look at both of those and kind of figure out, okay, well, this is kind of where I'm at and what kind of game plan do I need. And it's kind of similar for both as far as things like dark leafy green vegetables, red meat, which a lot of people think is so horrible for you, but if it's grass-fed and hormone-free, it's actually really good for you. And there's so many nutrients that we get out of red meat that's phenomenal for our health. So that's just a couple of things to think about. And it does take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But I would go to your doctor, let them kind of look at things, and I would mention those tests to them. And they may say, oh, well, you don't really need to do that. I can just do a CBC and be fine. But just be kind of adamant, because I'm telling you, those two tests will actually get a little bit more definitive. It can give kind of a false reading of what's really there. The MMA is more of a long-term B12 level and how it's been doing for the long term, not the short term. So, anyway, a couple things to think about. But foods will really make a difference, depending on how low it is. And I know you're tired all the time. You know, supplementation can help. But things like blackstrap molasses are known to be really good for raising iron levels. I mean, there's a host of things that can really help. But look for it from your diet so much, not so much more from supplements and that sort of thing. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
I wanted to know what your thoughts were as far as ALA, alpha lipoic acid, if I'm saying that correctly. I was told specifically that it may help me with my insulin resistance due to PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Actually, they've been doing a lot of studies on ALA. And alpha-lipoic acid is great for people that deal with type 2 diabetes. And interestingly enough, with PCOS, which is what you're dealing with, there's a lot of similarities between how type 2 diabetes is treated and PCOS, because they found, the insulin resistance that happens within that, it can be a huge factor. So I'll tell you a little bit more in detail when we come out of this break, talking about alpha-lipoic acid and the results it can have with PCOS.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because at that time I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725, 877-646-3725, or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Stacy and just talking about some issues with specifically with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, has insulin resistance to it where the body doesn't handle blood sugar very well. And, of course, testosterone is increased in females, and it can cause excessive weight gain. So, Stacy, when did you get diagnosed with it? How recently has that happened, or has it been for quite a while?
No, it's been quite a while. I got diagnosed in mid to late 90s. But being much younger then, I didn't have the weight gain problems that I do now. The last 2 years is when it's just, I've always been able to maintain. It's taken a lot to do that, but now doing the same thing a little more actually, and I'm not even able to maintain. I'm gaining probably about 20 pounds a year the last 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And since I went vegetarian, my cholesterol has gotten better. It's still a little elevated because that's also, you know, part of the PCOS, the high blood pressure, which has gotten better but still runs high but not nearly what it used to. And this is just from, you know, the basic blood profiles that they do. And the last time I went to the doctor, I'm not offered insurance at my job currently, so it was a couple years ago, and I lost my job in 2009, and he told me that I could do high-impact aerobics for 6 hours a day, and that was just to maintain my weight. So it was very... not what I wanted to hear. He basically told me there's no hope. And I know that's not true because there's many other women that have this, you know, the syndrome. And, you know, that's how I heard about the ALA, the alpha lipoic acid. And I'm not sure on, you know, how much of it or, you know, will it really work? And my blood sugar has actually gotten better, but again, it's still high too. So I'm trying to find some natural ways to fight this, you know, because I refuse to believe that there's nothing I can do. And 6 hours a day of aerobics with a knee that needs replacing just isn't going to happen.
No. No, it's true.
I mean, I still do my walking, you know, I still do my speed walking and I do light weights, but that's just not, you know, reasonable, you know, six hours a day. And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't. He was in all seriousness.
No,
he told me that, you know,
I
get older, it's going to progress, you know, and I'll start having the weight gain problems, which is, you know, when I seen him is when it first, you know, the weight gain problems were first starting.
Oh, yeah. No, it's an issue. And I guess the one piece that I've already heard you say that really I want to ask you a couple questions, because PCOS it's a big issue. A lot of people struggle with it. A lot of women do. And we're seeing it more and more. And the hormone issues, obviously, are running rampant. It comes down to diet and lifestyle over a period of time. There's some genetic involvement with it, but it's not just all genetic. There's a huge piece of that that comes down with lifestyle. So why don't you do this? Why don't you tell me what you eat on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? And the reason I want to know is I'm going to see how much carbohydrate you're taking in and if you're really working against yourself. So go ahead and hit me with it.
Okay, I'll use the past week because I pretty much stayed the same. The only thing that really varies would be dinner. Breakfast is usually either two pieces of toast with some jam or an English muffin with an egg. And then lunch is always a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then dinner, actually for the past 3 nights, I have had boiled cabbage, carrots, celery, potatoes with couscous. That's it. Snacks is bananas, apples, and some pretzel sticks.
All right, let me just tell you something right now, okay? If you continue to eat this, you are going to continue to gain 20 pounds every 2 months from here on out. That diet is setting you up for disaster.
But I'm eating healthy food, good
food. No, you're not. I'm telling you right now, that diet is setting you up to fail.
Why is that?
Because everything
you're
eating.
I get grass-fed meat now from my friend because I won't buy it from the stores. Factory farm produced stuff. I just won't.
It's okay. There's all kinds of options out there. And I'm just telling you, I'm shooting you straight because you need to know this. If you walked into any of our wellness providers, I mean, and they saw that, they would completely just revamp everything. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, okay, everything you're eating is carbohydrate. okay, except for the PB&J. It's got a little bit of peanut butter on it, which has got mold in it, which is really tough on your digestive tract and really bad for allergies. But that's beside the point. That's like the least thing I'm worried about. What I'm concerned about is you're eating three meals a day, your snacks in between, everything is carbohydrate, and the one thing you don't want to do is eat a lot of carbohydrate. And that's what your entire diet is. And not only that, it's higher glycemic carbohydrates, which means it's throwing your blood sugar all over the place. And so let me just switch something. Are you good? Could you possibly do fish and eggs? Would you go back to that?
Say that again, please.
Do you do eggs? Do you do fish?
I don't like fish, and I'm allergic to shellfish.
Well, shellfish is different than regular fish, like salmon or tuna.
Yeah, I've tried it, and really it was, I mean, after the first bite, I had to hold my nose, and I would, you know, only eat it because it's, you know, so good with the omega-3s.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I'll admit I'm no chef, so.
It's okay.
Cooking,
you don't need to be.
Cooking is not my strong point.
Are you against chicken and turkey completely? Or you have like
I ate chicken until probably about a year ago. I ate chicken as well.
All right, let me throw this at you, okay? We have a program, and it's my book is called Empowering Your Health, and we've got leads you from A to Z on how to get healthy, and it really breaks everything down on how to revamp your life. For you, the anti-inflammatory diet is going to be key. Lean quality proteins at every meal, including breakfast. That's chicken, fish, eggs, that sort of thing. Whatever you like, okay? Kind of pick. There's a whole set of food groups. And then you've got to make sure your carbohydrates come from fruits and vegetables, but only things like berries and broccoli and asparagus and that sort of thing. Cutting the grains completely out. And then snacks in between should be a small handful of nuts. Maybe some carrots or whatnot combined, and then your lunch should be another piece of chicken, fish, eggs, and some vegetables, and so on. So revamping everything is important. And the alpha lipoic acid is good. Let me just say that. But it's not the issue that you have. Your diet is the issue. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Don't forget our wellness provider network is a team of healthcare providers, natural healthcare providers around the country that are coming together to help you live the life you were designed to live. Lifestyle-based care, nutritional-based care, taking you by the hand and coaching you along the way. That's what this whole thing is about. It's about teaching you the things that you don't know. And many times we think we eat healthy, we exercise enough, we drink enough water, we're doing the right things, and then lo and behold, we realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was living healthy and I thought I was doing the right things. See, many times, if there's a fire, we think we've got a bucket of water. It looks like a bucket of water. May not smell like a bucket of water. So you take the bucket of water and you toss it on the fire, and all of a sudden the flame gets bigger and bigger. And you can't figure out why. It's because you've been putting gasoline on the fire the entire time when you were hoping that it was water to put the fire out. And so we keep feeding things. By putting the wrong kind of foods in our bodies, we keep feeding the fire of these issues that are going on inside of our bodies. By not exercising properly and efficiently, we continue to have these issues within our bodies. And the body begins to break down. And because of that, we're not living the life that we really need to be living. We don't have the health that we really deserve. So it's about making some choices, making some shifts in our life, so we can really, really learn how to thrive and really function at a peak level. Because it's getting to the place now where you've got to stop doing what you're doing and being so broken down to the place where you don't feel like there's any hope. You can't get any better. It is what it is. It's your genetics. It's what grandma and grandpa passed down, and it just is what it is. It doesn't have to be that way. Life can be better. You can be better. But we have to make new decisions for our health and for our life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Lisa, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Nicole, I just would like some direction from you, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
I am relatively very healthy and very active. But lately at night, when I'm sleeping, I wake up several times in the night, I'm in a cold sweat. And then I wake up in the morning, and I have an excruciating headache. So I don't know. My body's obviously screaming at me, wake up, do something different. But I'm not sure if I need to go to a ENT doctor, or, you know, if it's hormonal, or if it's, you know, lifestyle, or what?
Yeah. So talk to me now. You wake up. How often does this happen? Every day?
Just about. Yeah. At night, usually, and then in the mornings, my head just killing me when I wake up. But after I get up, and you know, I usually get up, have a cup of coffee, and you know, get to stirring around. I get up very early. I usually get up about 5:30. Or six, because I own my own company and you know, time
no
to make things happen. Right.
Yeah. So I get it.
You know, normally, what I'll normally do is I'll get up and I'll I've had migraines in the past and it's that medication doesn't help. Normally I just get up and I take I usually take a BC powder. It's just a powder form of aspirin, and I guess it has caffeine in it as well.
Well,
and I don't know, maybe I'm just not getting enough rest or something. I'm not sure what direction to take, but I know I've got to address it in some manner. So,
well, I think a couple things can be happening. One, it could be your thyroid. That's pretty common to wake up with headaches on the frontal side of the head, and it fade out as the day goes on a little bit. That's pretty common with thyroid. If they do check your thyroid when you go in, which I suggest you do, make sure they look at what's called a TPO antibody. It's not really looked at a lot. Matter of fact, doctors will kind of look at the normal thyroid numbers, and if everything's okay, they won't dig a little deeper. But the TPO antibody is really one of those tests that shows if there's an autoimmune process going on with the thyroid, and it's underlying. A lot of times it'll just kind of be barely borderline, and we really won't have all the information, but it really gives a good indicator if there's a major issue that needs to be addressed. So just keep that in your back pocket. The other issue, too, is that it's happening on the left side. Many times when headaches happen on the left-hand side of the head, over the left eye, that can be a zinc deficiency many times. So, again, that's something you might want to look up on your own and kind of do some research on. That can be helpful. Knowing that you run your own business and the stress that comes along with that is pretty important, because just the undue stress with the economy and life and running it and the details that go along with that, I mean, that's enough within itself. So understanding that is important, and knowing that's a player, it's a key component. It can give you a headache more than just once a day, but you know, you enjoy it and that sort of thing. So that's a good thing. So I mean, there's a catch-22 with it. But just know that the coffee and all that you drink in the morning. Quick question: do you have to have it? Like, if you didn't, would you be dragging pretty hard, or does it make the headache go away?
No, it's more for my headache than it is to wake me up in the morning. Usually the caffeine helps. So I, you know, if I get up and don't have a cup of coffee, I'm okay. You know, if I don't have a headache, I don't have to have it. But I don't drink more than just one cup. But
you eat breakfast?
Yes, breakfast is my favorite meal.
What do you normally have?
I usually I have a pretty good breakfast, because I have to get over. I've also taken care of my parents, and I usually go over and I cook them. You know, we have eggs and toast or biscuits or something like that. We're from the South, so I fix grits and all those good things for you. Bacon,
yeah, yeah,
of course, we usually have bacon. So.
So you're taking care of your parents. Are they ill?
No, they're just in their early 80s, and you know, I'm their only daughter, so they live nearby, and I go by and check on them every day and fix breakfast for them and enjoy a few minutes with them before I have to tackle my day.
Yeah, that's really great, actually. Well, here's the thing. I would get the blood testing done with your doctor. Go mention that to them. And that's
okay.
Just your regular family doctor, and that's a good place to go. Another good option, two options I think would be important, is to meet with someone that can do an evaluation nutritionally. Like, let's say your primary care doctor does your blood work, and they'll look at it. Someone needs to look at it from a nutritional perspective, because they're not going to look at it from that way. They're just going to look at it from a disease perspective, and that's just all we're trained to do. And so there are some really good dietitians and nutritionists out there that are well-trained to look at things from more a nutritional perspective, and that's kind of what they do. That would be good to figure out what you're deficient in, and that way you'll know kind of from, you know, foods to eat, supplements to take, all that. You'll have a game plan, not just kind of shooting in the dark and hoping for the best. But it'll be interesting to see what they say about the thyroid and also if there's a potential for a zinc deficiency there. I mean, those two things would be important. I'd probably, if you're having the headaches, probably a smart thing to cut out the coffee. And you might want to switch over to something like green tea. And it doesn't matter if you put in like 3 bags and 1 cup of green tea. It has a good amount of caffeine in it, so it'll replace what you're getting out of coffee. But it has components in the coffee bean itself that's why I don't like coffee that much, is because it's highly acidic, and for the most part, and it raises cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone, not a good thing. You don't want cortisol to be raised a lot within the body, because it can cause all kinds of issues. It causes you to store body fat, destroys brain cells, destroys muscle tissue. Just not a great thing. So just a couple of things, you know, with that can be helpful for you, I think. And so those are two key components that you definitely want to look at. All right, but keep me posted on how that goes. There's no silver bullet, but it's about finding the root cause. And even I'll tell you something else that's really good for headaches, is going to see a chiropractic physician or a DO that still does a lot of manipulation on the spine. That really can be very powerful. And it's not just the end-all be-all, but because usually there's a nutritional component to it, but it really can be helpful. And if you've never gone that route, I would consider it. Do some research on it. It's not, you know, there's all kinds of ways to, and great doctors out there, but there's ways to do that. A lot of different techniques, I guess, a good way to put it, that can be very helpful. But, I mean, there's a mouthful right there for you. But headaches can be uncomfortable, I know. And when you're trying to make it happen in your own business and do things like take care of your parents and you have all these responsibilities in life, you want to make sure that you're functioning at the highest level so that you can kind of be the best you that you can be. But you need a plan, and that's, you know, having a good game plan is vital. And that's what I would encourage you to do, is to get one. You know, whether it's listening to our kind of our Get Well University program that's got 8 CDs, it's got 8 hours to teach you kind of how to revamp your whole health, lifestyle from A to Z, whatever. You just need a plan. You get a plan, follow it, get some coaches or some doctors around you that can kind of take you by the hand, because it's just like your business. You know, you can go in and you can do everything. I don't know what kind of business it is, but you can do everything. Do the books, you can serve the people, you can do all of that and run yourself ragged, or you can build a team around you that can help you do things you could never do on your own. Same with healthcare. And I see too many people that just tries to figure it out on their own. So I'm glad you called. Keep me posted on how things go. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I've actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Remember, you can make changes, but only you can take responsibility for your health. I can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, your husband, your wife, cousins, your kissing cousins, nobody and take responsibility for your health, but you got to step up. You got to make some changes. Here are some tips that the American Council on Exercise offers as guidelines. Drink plenty of water before, during, and after exercise. Don't exercise as vigorously as you normally do, especially during the first few days of hotter weather. Pay attention to factors other than temperature, including humidity. And exercise early in the morning or late in the evening to beat the hottest temperatures. Amen to that. Wear lightweight clothing that fits loosely and listen to your body and take rest when you need it. It's all about listening to the body, figuring out what your body needs and just listen to it. A lot of people don't know how to listen, but it comes with time and you typically can figure it out. You can go online, shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And also check out our wellness provider network. Got a great providers that have grown around the country, all this nutrition, lifestyle, and wellness-based care that we talk about here on the show. Let's go to Paul right now. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
Sure.
I'm a 60-year-old male, fairly active, swim like 3 times a week, fairly good diet, not certainly a perfect diet, but I have high cholesterol, and that's resulted in a buildup of plaque in my carotid arteries. And so what I'm wondering about are natural approaches to reduce this or to control it better. I've tried numerous statins, and my body just does not agree with statins.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it's one of those things where, I mean, some people can handle them, and you can try different ones, and some people's body gets the aches and the pains, and it just doesn't work real well. But there's some options. I mean, what is your cholesterol run right now, typically?
It's about 220.
Okay. And are you eating, what does your diet look like?
Well, I drink a lot of zero-fat milk. I do a fair amount of fruits.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
This morning I had papaya and a bowl of cereal and some yogurt.
Okay. Yogurt flavored or plain?
No, it was flavored. It was.
Yeah.
So
you got tons of sugar and carbohydrates in that meal. Okay, what did you have for lunch?
Lunch, I had a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay. So you got the bread, and which is going to create a lot of issues with gluten, especially in the digestive tract. And you're going to have, so whenever you have a lot of blood sugar floating around the body, you create higher levels of triglycerides and you affect cholesterol, especially if you're not getting a lot of the healthy good fats and cut down on the carbs. Are you doing any kind of snacks in between meals?
Yeah, the only snacks I'm doing between meals are like Zone energy bars.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only negative about that, and I'm not a big fan because they're full of soy protein, and the soy protein will lower your testosterone, which you don't need at all, and will raise your estrogen levels, which causes you to store more body fat. Mm-hmm. So you want to avoid soy like the plague if you're a male, big time.
Yes.
All right, so that's just another tidbit. Yeah, I mean, your diet is going to be important. And the two keys for you is avoiding grains for the most part. You can do them every now and then, just don't make it a regular habit. So the breads and the pastas and the cereals and the crackers and that kind of thing. That all is important for the most part. But a big key for cholesterol is maintaining good healthy fats in the diet. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, avocados, your fish oils, all of those are extremely beneficial for helping with good cholesterol levels. Vitamin E plays a big role, too, with helping with lowering the LDLs, which are the bad guys. And red yeast rice is really good for helping maintain healthy HDL levels, which those are the good guys. And keeping all of that in balance can be a real key and can be very helpful for what you're dealing with. But yeah, I mean, the statin drugs, if the doctor has you on it and wants you on it, you want to consider that, because I don't like to ever go against, you know, what somebody's doctor's telling them, only because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody telling me that if I had put someone on somebody on something. It's just not cool. So it's just not a good courtesy type thing. So I don't just say that to a lot of people, I just say that for disclaimers and all, but I really do mean it. And, you know, so if they said that and your body's not doing well on it, you want to talk to them. Doctors are really good, even if you have, like, let's say you want to do vitamin E and red yeast rice and all the stuff we're talking about. Okay, let's say you make a decision. You're just like, hey, I've done some research. Sounds good to me. Makes sense. You want to go to them and say, hey, here's the game plan. This is what I want to do. Will you monitor me, please? Let's do my blood work every 8 weeks and see what happens. You know, that's the kind of relationship you want to have with them. But I'll tell you this, for cholesterol, another big player in this, getting your carbohydrate levels, and you don't have to get them out of your diet. You want at least 30, 35% of your diet in good, healthy carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables. But one big key are eggs, and whole eggs are phenomenal at helping with cholesterol levels. Matter of fact, the choline and lecithin that's in the egg yolk have been proven, and we know helps to manage cholesterol levels from just a complete natural perspective and from our food supply. So it might be something worth reading a little bit about and looking into. All right, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. It puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.